With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump signing an executive order that would have new tariffs on a wide swath of U.S. trading partners to go into effect in 7 days, the next step in his trade agenda that will test the global economy and alliances. Ken Lorman reports.
The order follows a series of tariff-related activities as the White House reached agreements with various nations. Mr. Trump also announced a 90-day negotiating period with Mexico, keeping the current 25% tariff rates. The tariffs aim to address trade imbalances and issues like fentanyl trafficking.
The tariffs set to take effect today, with countries notified of their rates. Trump has reached deals with South Korea, the European Union, Japan, and others. Officials in Maryland say the 13-year-old boy died after getting trapped in a storm drain. That happened during heavy rainfall and flooding on the East Coast. National Weather Service meteorologist William Churchill says Long Island, New York, and other areas in the Northeast received several inches of rain within an hour or two.
We saw some totals of 3-inch plus, maybe as much as 5 or 6 inches locally, as well as into parts of southern New Jersey. And as you stated before, as well into, that includes some portions of the Philadelphia metro into Delaware.
The National Weather Service warns that more storms may bring flooding to the northern and mid-Atlantic and southern New England regions through Friday night. U.S. hiring slowed down. The Labor Department reported U.S. employers added 73,000 jobs last month, short of the 115,000 forecasters had expected. The unemployment rate ticked up to 4.2%. Stocks are sharply lower. The Dow is down 564 points. This is SRN News. A new report on charitable giving in the U.S.
According to an analysis of government numbers by the ministry Empty Tomb, the majority of the cash that Americans give away every year goes to churches or other religious organizations. That even goes for people under 25 who tend to be less religious than older folks, but still give 60% of their charitable donations to the church. Giving to charities in general has stayed about level over the past several years despite economic woes. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
North Carolina Republican lawmakers overrode several vetoes by Democratic Governor Josh Stein this week, getting just enough votes from Stein's own party to enact some laws. House Democrats weren't able to uphold the governor's veto on a bill that recognizes only two sexes and prevents state-funded sex change operations for prisoners. Democratic Representative Nassif Majid sided with Republicans to override Stein's veto. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
America's employers added 73,000 jobs last month, down from 147,000 in June. What gains there were came primarily in health care, offset by shrinkage of the federal workforce. The unemployment rate ticked up a notch to 4.2%. ExxonMobil's profit dropped in the second quarter to the lowest level in 4 years as oil prices declined, but the results still managed to beat Wall Street's expectations. The oil and gas giant earned $7.08 billion April through June. President Trump has signed an executive order that would have new tariffs on a wide swath of U.S. trading partners go into effect in 7 days. The White House has fired off letters to big pharmaceutical firms, urging them to cut prices and make other changes in the next 60 days. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com.